Okay, let's begin. My Rebbe Rav Shechter Shchita has written several Svarim on Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. One of them is called Mipanini HaRav. And that's it. Rav Shechter says over different ideas from Rav Soloveitchik, Divrei Torah, Chidushim. So he has a section here. It's on page Resh Pei Beis until Resh Pei Vav, where Rav Shechter presents the Rav's approach to Neis Nister and to Purim as well. And I wanted to share with you these ideas from the Sefer Mipanine HaRav. There's an interesting medrash. It's in Shmos Rabbah, Perek Tezvav, Medrash Hay. The medrash says as follows. Amar Rav Shimon. Gedol achibasan shal Yisrael shenigo kadosh baruch hu v'mokom avodas kochavim v'mokom tinufas v'mokom tumah bishvil galon. The love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael is great, that Hashem was Megala Himself. He revealed Himself to us in a makom tameh, a makom of tuma, a makom of avodah zarah. And he gives a mashal that if a kohen has truma and the truma falls into the base of kfaros, omer ma'asa, what can I do? On the one hand, I can't become tameh because a kohen can't become tameh. On the other hand, I can't leave my truma there. So mutav li l'tameh esatzmi pa'am achas v'chozer metar. It's better for me to go, be matam myself one time in the basic forest and get my truma. Kach avaseinu hayu trumasa shal kodesh baruch hu. It quotes a pasuk that bnei yisrael are the truma of Hashem. Hayu ben akvaro shenamar came by shein shameis vaomer, and Hashem goes in and he mutav reyud alatzilo shenamar veyud alatzilo miad mitzrayim. Hashem comes down in a sense to save us. This is the medrash. What's pshat on this very interesting medrash that Hashem comes down into Mitzrayim to save us? So there are different pshatim in this medrash, and the Rav Shechter quotes the Rav saying the following idea: the lashon va'ered, Hashem comes down. So the lashon is mashma that when Hashem performed all of these miracles, all of these neis niglas in Mitzrayim, somehow these near miracles are like a yerida kaviyachol by Hashem. It's like a yerida. And had we been zocha, it would have been better, in a sense, had we been saved b'derech hateva, without all the nisim guyim. Somehow that's the lashon v'ered. Hashem goes down. Hashem had to sort of go down to save us from Mitzrayim. And that might be the meaning of the medrash. That might be the meaning of the medrash. That going into Mitzrayim to save us, it might be it's the Neis Niglas, to do the Neis Niglas in the sense of the Yerida. What's the Pshat? So the Rav said the Pshat might be based on a Gemara in, what's the Pshat that doing the Neis Niglas somehow is a Yerida? So the Pshat might be based on a Gemara in Shabbos and of Kuf Yud Ches. It is as follows. You know, Hashem does Neis Niglas. Yeah, but without Neis Niglas, Hashem runs the world with Derech HaTeva as well. And when the world runs naturally, it's really miracles from Hashem. And really, the highest level would be that we recognize Hashem running the world, and we recognize Hashem's greatness within Teva, without the need for Neis Nigla. The fact that Hashem, in a sense, has to resort to Neis Nigla reflects that it's like Hashem has to do something very special. Oh, then we notice and we recognize Him. The highest level should be that we should recognize Hashem without Neis Nigla, even in the world of Teva. And this might be the pshat of the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara says, Kol ha-korei halal b'chol yom, harei ze mecharif u'magadif. Whoever says halal every day, it's like, it's a terrible thing, mecharif u'magadif. It's like you're cursing Hashem in a sense. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that halal ha-mitzri, the normal halal that we say, it's about Neis Nigla. So if we would say halal every day, so the impression we would have is, oh, we praise Hashem for Neis Nigla. What's the implication? Yeah, but Teva, normal, nah, that's not so chashuv, and that doesn't reflect Hashem so much. No, it's not true. But you have to recognize even Betocha Teva, Hashem is there all the time. And saying halal hamitzri every day would indicate that we only praise Hashem, we only recognize Hashem for the Neis Niglas, but it's not true. We have to recognize Hashem for Neis Nister as well every single day. The Gemara there in Shabbos continues, and it says that Amar Rav Yossi, I would say halal every day. Ah, that's a kasha. that the Gemara says you shouldn't sahal every day? The Gemara answers, that's talking about Psukei Dezimra. The Gemara that refers to Psukei Dezimra as halal. What's the pshat? Why is Psukei Dezimra okay to say every day, but halal is not? So the Rebbe explained, this is the pshat. Psukei Dezimra talks about the natural world, the beauty and the greatness of the natural world, the way Hashem governs the world in its normal state. Exactly. That one is supposed to praise Hashem every day. Psukei Dezimra is exactly what we say every day. Hashem, there's a natural world out there. It's beautiful. We're praising you for the greatness which is revealed in the natural day-to-day world. That we should say every day. That's Psukei Dezimra. Halel, which is about Neis Nigla. So Halel. So then that would imply that we only praise Hashem for Neis Nigla. And somehow Neis Nister Teva isn't enough. And that's not true. But Psukei Dezimra is about Neis Nister, the natural world. That is exactly, we shouldn't praise Hashem for every day. So this is the pshat. That Hashem wants us to recognize Him. Hashem wants to be revealed within the laws of nature without, in a sense, having to resort to Neis Nigla. And that might be the pshat and the pasuk and the medrash that Hashem went down, in a sense, to save us from Mitzrayim. He went down in the sense that he needed to resort to the idea of Neis Nigla. Oh. Okay, so that's 3 points. It's the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah. It's the Pasuk in Shmos Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, the Eir Tosil Habu United Shrine. And it's the Gemara and Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Next, point number 4. The Gemara says, Kriyasa Zu Hilula. We don't say a normal Hallel on Purim. Why not? So one shot the Gemara gives is, Kriyasa Zu Hilula. That reading the Hallel is like, reading the Megillah is like saying Hallel, and therefore you don't have to say halal on Purim. Kriyasa Zu Hilula. What's the pshat? So the Rav explains that he thinks the pshat, this idea I'd already seen in actually in the name of our footner, Zatzal. But I see here the Rav said the exact same idea as well. That we know that on Purim, the major theme of Purim, of course, is Neis Nister. Neis Nister, that there were no overt miraculous events in the Megillah. We'll discuss this more in a few minutes, that one led to another, one thing led to another, and all the details fit together to save Klai Yisrael. Purim is exactly the story of Purim is exactly the classic Neis Nister. This is why the Rishonim explain Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. The whole point is even when you don't see Hashem in an overt fashion, Hashem is still there behind the show, behind the scenes running the show. So the top might be as follows. When a person reads the Megillah, so how exactly is reading the Megillah saying Hallel? The answer is that when you read the Megillah and you know that Hashem caused these events to happen, and we see behind the scenes, we see behind the veil, so then reading the story, it's like you're praising Hashem. But you're not praising Hashem in an overt, direct way. You're praising Hashem sort of in an indirect way. By reading the Megillah, that's like praising Hashem. Exactly. The reading of the Megillah is, in a sense, like a hidden Hallel. We don't say the Hallel, we don't praise Hashem directly, because since the nature of the miracle was an unintended pun. Since the nature of the miracle was Neis Nister, so then the way you praise Hashem is dafka, but in a hidden hallel, as opposed to saying Hashem, great, hallelujah Hashem. We don't say a normal hallel. Rather, the Kriyasa Megillah is exactly the correct form of hallel for Purim, Kriyasa Zu Hilula. Similar to Kriyasa Zu Hilula. That might be a nice pshat in that line in the Gemara. That's point number 4. Now, number 5. Number 5 has several parts. There's a perek in Tehillim, perek Kaf Beis, L'Manatzeach al Ayelos HaShachar. Ayelos HaShachar. Ayelos HaShachar refers to the Pashup Shat, to the morning star, the morning light. There are many connections between Esther and Purim and this perek in Tehillim. The most famous one is found in the Gemara and Megillah Daf Tesov Medbeis. That Pasuk Beis of this parak set reads, Keli Keli Lama Azavtani, Hashem, why have you forsaken me? And the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tesov Medbeis that when Esther was coming in to approach Achashverosh to plead on behalf of Klai Yisrael, so when she entered into the inner rooms of the palace and she went into a room that had a Avodah Zarah in it, Kevin Shigi Lebesa Hatsalamim, Nistalkim in HaShchina. She lost the Shechina, and she lost that special connection with Hashem. And she cried out, Keili, Keili, lama azavtani. That's one connection between this Perek Tehillim and Esther and Purim. Next, the Perek begins at Yelos HaShachar. What's Pshat Yelos HaShachar? What's Pshat Yelos HaShachar? So the Gemara Numa explains that lama nimshla Esther la'ayala. Why is Esther compared to Ayala? To LaShachar, why is Esther compared to the morning light? Ma Shachar Sof Kol HaLayla. Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisim. Just like the light is the end of the night, the morning light is the end of the night, Esther is the end of the Nisim. Esther is the end of the Nisim. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara compares the end of the Nisim to the end of the night, which is the beginning of the day. And that's an interesting idea. Elsewhere I've explained, I quote the name of Rav Lef, his beautiful explanation why the end of the Nisim is compared to the end of the night, which is really the beginning of the morning. That's what the Gemara in Yuma says, that this pasuk of Ayelos HaShachar is a reference to the miracles of Purim. Next, the third pasuk Gimel, reads, Elokai ekro yomam v'losane v'laylu dum yoli. It talks about praying, davening to Hashem during the day and at night. So that pasuk is quoted in Megillah and Daftar Amud Aleph as a source for reading the Megillah during the day and at night. The Gemara is wondering, well, what's the basis for our practice that we read the Megillah during the day and at night? The Gemara quotes two psukim. One of the psukim is that pasuk in that parak of Tehillim. So it's another connection between that parak in Tehillim and Purim that we use a pasuk in that parak as a remez to the idea of reading the Megillah during the day and at night. It's interesting. That pasuk talks about tefillah, davening to Hashem, and we use it as a mucker for a Kriyas HaMegillah. So Rav Salvechik and others discuss that we see from there this idea that Kriyas HaMegillah is supposed to be sort of an implicit tefillah to Hashem, and there are some halachos in Hilchos Kriyas HaMegillah that reflect that notion, that the reading of the Megillah somehow is a form of tefillah. Good. That's a third connection between that Perek Tehillim and Purim. And fourth is a very famous Yerushalmi in Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph in the Yerushalmi in Brachos, that has another angle on why Esther is called Ayelos HaShachar. The Babli and Yuma gave one shot, that just like the Shachar is the end of the night, so too as the Nes Purim is the end of the miracles. The Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Brachos gives a different shot. What is the connection? Why is the Nes Purim referred to as Ayelet HaShachar? And the Gemara says as follows. Amar b'chir bat Rava, Hashem ben Chalafta, Kachi gulasem shal Yisrael, t'chila kima kima. It comes a little bit at a time. When the first light of the morning comes, it comes a little at a time. It's not as if we go from pitch black at night to a powerful, strong light. No, it's dark at night, and then suddenly you see a little bit of light, a little more, until finally the sun rises and the sky is full of light. So just like the morning star, the morning light comes a little bit at a time, so too the Gemara continues, the Yerushalmi continues, V'chei Masinu B'Purim. The trigo, it says, Mordechai Yoshev v'shar ha-melech. V'acharkach v'yikach ha-manes ha-lubush v'esasus. V'acharkach v'yeshev Mordechai el shar ha-melech. V'acharkach Mordechai yotzal v'fnei ha-melech v'vush ma'achuz. V'acharkach ha-hudim ha-yisa'or v'simcha. That's the Gemara. That it was a step-by-step process. Hashem didn't save us overnight and all at once. There was this event and that event, and one thing led to another, and that's the Nes Purim. So the Nes Purim is similar. The Nes Purim is similar to the rising sun, to the morning light. To the morning light. What's the pshat? So the Rav explains. This is mamish the pashut pshat in the Yerushalmi. That Purim is the Nes Purim is the Nes betoch hateva, the Nes Nister, and that's the idea. A Nes Nister happens a little bit at a time. Things develop, and we've discussed at length that when you read the Megillah carefully, every single event in Perek Aleph and Beis was part of the Nes Nister, and the events developed one step at a time. It wasn't like, boom, a big Nes, and suddenly Hashem saves Klal Yisrael. No, it went one step at a time, and every part of the Megillah fits into the other parts of the Megillah. It's like articles in the newspaper over the course of 5-10 years all fit together to save Klal Yisrael. That's like the natural rise of the sun, the natural light coming in the morning. It comes a little bit at a time. It's not a flash of lightning, a bolt of lightning which comes all at once. Little by little, just like in the natural world, the light comes little by little. That's the Derech HaTeva. So too, here, the miracle of praying comes a little by little until Hashem saves Klal Yisrael. That's a beautiful pshat. That is the pashut pshat of that Yerushalmi, that the Nes Purim is B'Derech HaTeva, and that's the pshat of Ayelos HaShachar, that parak of Tehillim, which Esther was saying, which is connected with Esther and Purim, the title is Ayelot HaShachar, because the morning light is this natural, gradual development of the light. So too, the Nes Purim was this natural, almost appeared to be natural, gradual, step-by-step development of the miracle. So that's point number 5. Those are all of the connections that we find in Chazal, Pashut Pshat that Chazal have, between this parak of Tehillim and Esther and Purim. So the Rav thinks there's another connection, point number 6, which is the next Pasuk. So far we've connected Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Pasuk Dalet reads, V'at HaKadosh Yoshev Tilos Yisrael, and you are Kadosh Hashem, you are Kadosh Hashem, that B'nai Yisrael praises you. What's the pshat? So the Rav thinks that Pasuk also might be connected with the Nes Purim because of the Lashon of Kadosh. The Lashon of Kadosh. And the Rav explains very beautifully as follows. We know the word Kadosh means holy, but Kadosh means set apart. Something which is set apart is Kadosh. For example, we know that in the Torah, you can be set apart, for evil as well, or for immorality as well. A woman who set aside for Znus, she's called a Kadesha. It's not because she's Kadosh, she's not holy, but she set aside. She set aside for Znus. So too, Behavdil Alfei Avdalos, that when you talk about Kadosh and Kedusha, it means you're set apart. So the Rav thinks that the Lashon of Kadosh in reference to Hashem might be a remez to Nes Nister. Hashem, you're Kadosh, you're set apart, you're removed. That's Purim, that Hashem was helping us, Hashem was saving us, but in a more hidden way. That's the pshat of V'at HaKadosh. So it actually fits beautifully. This parak of Tehillim, which has all the remazim to Esther and to Purim in Pasuk Aleph, Beis, Gimel, the Pasuk Dalet as well, V'at HaKadosh is also a remez to Purim, because Kadosh, because Kedusha, the title Kadosh, when given to Hashem in this context, might be where Hashem is there, we're praising Hashem, but Hashem is a little more hidden, Hashem is a little more set apart, yet we still praise Him anyway. And that's found in the Pasuk, V'at HaKadosh, Yoshei Tilashu. And it fits really beautifully. Pasuk Gimel, the Gemara in Megillah says, is a reference to Kriyas HaMegillah. And Pasuk Dalet is V'at HaKadosh, that Hashem is there, we're praising Him, but we're praising Him when He's hidden, in a sense, when He's hidden from view, and that's the Lashon of Kadosh. Oh, that's point number 6. Point number 7. Continuing along these lines, the Rav quotes the Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfos quotes the Minhag that after reading the Megillah, we say the paragraph of V'at HaKadosh, Shev Tu Hashem V'Kar Zel Zel V'Yamar, etc. We say that paragraph in right after Kriyas HaMegillah. Why? The Rav thinks the basis of this Minhag might be a Hemshech of this idea. Pasuk Dalet says V'at HaKadosh. So as a hemshech of this pasuk, that pasuk is in our parak of Tehillim, so somehow the minhag developed to emphasize that notion of this type of praise of Hashem, this type of praise of Hashem when Hashem is kadosh, and Hashem is in a sense removed, yet He's still there and we're praising Him. Hashem is a little removed from view, it isn't as overt. We dafka say that paragraph starting V'at HaKadosh to emphasize this type of connection of Hashem to Klal Yisrael. And the Rav went further, because if you continue there in the tefillah of V'at HaKadosh, so it starts with that pasuk, and then the tefillah continues as follows: V'at HaKadosh Shev Toysev V'Kar Zel Zerimar Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos. What's the pshat? Hashem Tzvakos. In English, they always translate it as the hosts of Hashem. What does that mean? So the Pashut Pshat means, the Rav explains, It means all of the details, all of the specific tens of thousands of the details of how Hashem runs the world, the host that Hashem has, all of the details, that there's this, and there's this, and there's this malach, and that malach, and this malach, and this way that Hashem runs, that way, that's what the term tzfakos means. Tzfakos is supposed to be a term that is, like I said, in English, the hosts, that not just, there's not just one malach or two, it's myriads of spiritual beings and spiritual forces that Hashem uses to run the world. I'll just read to you what the Rav says here. Inyan tzvakos kavanaso harbe pratim ketanim. Kmo, like it says, vayilchu Hashem va'aretz v'chol tzva'am. That's how much pashut in the pasuk. Hashem finished the Hashem va'aretz v'chol tzva'am. Perusho kol pratim. All the details, every aspect of creation was completed. That's the pshat. Vayilchu Hashem va'aretz v'chol tzva'am. Hashem finished He finished the bria ha'olam of the heavens and the earth, and all of the details associated with heavens and the earth. So that's the pshat here. So too here, this is all of the details. What's the pshat? So the Rav explains that this might be the pshat. This is Nes Nister. All of the details, when you're talking about Hashem Tzvakos, that's a reference to Nes Nister, that sometimes it's not in this one overt, direct Nes Nigla, but rather Hashem uses this and this and this and this, like Yerushalmi says, this aspect and this aspect and this all fit together that Hashem saves. So it could be that the phrase Hashem Tzfakos, which is mentioned in this parsha, this tefillah, that description of Hashem in a sense might fit well with the idea of Nes Nister, that Hashem is the Hashem Tzfakos of all of the details of the world and all the details of the different various spiritual forces. It's not just Nes Nigla, but every detail of how Hashem runs the world as well is part of Hashem's greatness. And just to further this notion, the tefillah continues, and we give an Aramaic translation to this pasuk. It says in the tefillah, "U'mekablin dein midein v'armin kadosh b'shmei merom eilo be'shlinte." Kadosh al ara ovad givurte. It's mamash the pshat. Hashem is kadosh in shemayim, and Hashem is also kadosh here on earth. It fits actually quite beautifully. That not just that Hashem is kadosh b'shemayim, roma ilah beishlin. Hashem is not just kadosh up in shemayim, but rather he's gam kadosh al ara ovad givurte. Here down here on the land. What's the pshat in? I'll read what the Rav says. Shekhares Baruch Hu Menal Esalamo Me'achorei Ateva Benisim Hanestarim. Here in this world, the world's running in a sense, quote unquote, normally. Hashem is there. Hashem is Kadosh in this world as well. And Hashem is Kadosh in this world as well. So that's point number 7, where the Rav develops this notion of Ve'ata Kadosh. This might be the reason for this minhag. The Rav did this a lot. The Rav would like to explain the depths and the reasonings behind the minhags, the minhagim that started up. So the minhag to say Ve'ata Kadosh, that part of the tefillah of Ovo L'Tzion, might be based on this notion of emphasizing this type of hashgacha of Hashem, of Nes Nister, when Hashem is in a sense more hidden from us. It's the kedusha of Hashem Tzvakos, all of the pratim, not just one big Nes, but all of the details fit together, like the Yerushalmi says, and that's what the tefillah says, that Hashem is Kaddish both up b'shmei meroma ilah b'shechinte, and also Kaddish al ara ovah forth. He's Kaddish here on the earth as well. That's point number 7. Point number 8. The Gemara says in Megillah and Daf Yotessa Mod Aleph that Rav said as follows. Megillah says there is Nikrei Sefer and Nikrei Sigeris. Megillah says there is called a Sefer and it's called an Igeris. And that's why I'm Tafer B'chute Pishtam Psula. If you sew it with very strong chutin, very strong strings of pishtan, it's possible. What's the pshat? So the pshat is as follows. An igeris, a letter is something which normally is used, it has transient use. You read the letter, gives you information, then you put it away. A letter is not something which you hold on to and keep normally for a very long time. A sefer is omed liyamim rabim. A sefer is omed liyamim rabim. That's what a sefer is. Stands for a long time. That's the definite. A book is something you have to. That's why a book has to have strong binding. has to have strong tefillah, strong sewing. So the Megillah, since it's an Igeres and a Sefer, but it's also an Igeres, you're dafka not supposed to give it the super strong tefillah like a book. That's what Rav says. Okay. What's the pshat? What's the message behind this idea that a Megillah is a Sefer and an Igeres? So here, I'll say how I understand what Rav Shachter wrote over from the Rav. I'm not sure this is the pshat, but here's how I understand it. And that's as follows. You know, there are really two aspects to the Megillah. On the one hand, superficially, the Megillah is an Igeres. It's a letter, it's a story. Nothing miraculous. This happened. Yeah, it's an interesting story of how the Jews ended up being saved. Nothing miraculous. It's an Igeres. Nothing of super lasting value. However, the truth is that on a deeper level, the Megillah is a classic Sefer. It has the message of the Megillah has everlasting importance, that Hashem runs the world even b'toch ha-teva. That's the pshat. The Megillah is a written word that superficially it's an Igeres, but in its essence it's a Sefer. Superficially it has only limited, transient use. You read it, it's a story, fine, move on with life. But in reality, in the depth of the story of Purim, it has a very important, potent message. The message of that Hashem runs the world b'derech ha-teva, and Hashem is always there to save Chai, so even if you don't see him in an overt way. So that might be a very deep shot of this Maimer of Rav, that Megillas Esther is both a Sefer and also an Igeres. It's like a cross between the two. Superficially an Igeres, but in its essence, in its depth, a very important Sefer that has everlasting use. Oh. Number 9. The Gemara says in Megillah that it needs Sirtut Kamita Shel Torah. That when you write the Megillah, you draw the lines. When you draw the lines to... when you write the letters, you have lines which when you... above the letters, that when you're writing the letters, they're written along these lines. That's called sirtut. Like you draw this, you indent this line across the Megillah, and then you use that to help you write the Megillah. And the Gemara is, what's the pshat? Because it says in the pasuk, "Divrei Shalom ve'emes ke'amita shel Torah," that the Megillah is like the amita shel Torah, the emes of Torah. So the Gemara is saying that the Megillah has this tremendous status, that it's very chashuv, like a mezuzah has sirtut, the Rishonim say, so too the Megillah has sirtut. So what's the pshat that the Megillah is so chashuv that the Gemara applies this term of amita shel Torah, the truth of Torah, to the Megillah? So the Rav says this is the pshat. Halimah does that Megillah who ikar gadol biyada shakadosh baruch hu tamid minah lesalama me'acharei ha-teva. Oh, Hashem runs the world from behind the scenes. Even b'toch ha-teva, Hashem runs the world. That's the importance of the Megillah. Exactly this notion that the Megillah teaches us that Hashem runs the world b'derech ha-teva. That's a very important hashkafic idea, and that's why the Megillah has this status that it's called amita shel Torah, and therefore requires sirtut, like a mezuzah does as well. The mezuzah has Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the Megillah doesn't have that sentence, but the lesson, the message of the Megillah is crucially important, and that's why it has sirtut. That's how the Rav explained that idea in the Gemara. That's point number 9. Point number 10, this is the pshat, that there's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Megillah on Daf Yotes. How much of the Megillah do you have to read, starting from where? And the Gemara gives different opinions. Some say different opinions. We pass, and you have to read the whole Megillah. What's the pshat? Yeah, in other words, one Tana holds, you read from Belailah Hahu, when the actual Yeshua came. One Tana holds, you read from Ish Yehudi, when Mordechai is introduced. And one Tana says, you read, like Rav Meir says, you read the whole Megillah. What's about the whole Megillah? Because that's the point. Even Perek Aleph and Perek Beis, which apparently are nothing special. This event and that event and this party and Vashti's killed, all of these things ended up fitting together to save Klal Yisrael. That's the whole point. That's why that's the pshat of that psak. That our psak reflects this yisod. that Perek Aleph and Beis are crucially important to the whole theme of Purim, the theme of Nes Nister. All of these apparently insignificant events fit together to help save, to help save Klal Yisrael. Point number 11 is an interesting halachic idea, which is as follows. The Rama points out, the Rama paskens in Siman Tov Reish Sadi Sif Gimel, that the Gemara says that if you leave out a few words of the Megillah is still kosher. Not reading, if in the writing. When the Sofer writes the Megillah, if a few words are missing, then it's kosher. But the Rama says that's only if you don't leave out an Inyan Shalem, a full topic. But if you leave out a full topic, then the Megillah is no good. So Rav Shechter says he seems to remember that the Rav said in the name of his father, of Moshe Salvechik Tatzal, that you know, Taka, it's very hard to define this, because it could be each prad uprad is an Inyan Shalem. Because since the whole point is a very deep idea, in other words, he was raising a question about this psak, like how to define this psak of the Ramah. Since we're talking about Nes Nister, and each specific detail of the story fits into the overall picture. So it could be each detail is an Inyan Shalem, because each detail might play a crucial role in the development of the story. So therefore, if Moshe Salvechik said he had a real suffix, how to understand and how to quantify this psak of the Ramah. The Ramah says if it's an Inyan Shalem, you can't leave it out, and then the Megillah's puzzle. When you're talking with Nes Nister, it's very hard to quantify what exactly is an Inyan Shalem. So that's just a halachic comment, halachic question that Rav Moshe Salvechik raised based on this yisod of Purim being the idea of Nes Nister. Finally, and with this we'll close, the Rav says something here that's mamish beautiful. It's, once you hear it, it's mamish pashut. And I think it's MS, it's pashut, it's beautiful. I was very, very excited to see this nekuda that the Rav pointed out. You know that if you read the Megillah, you read with the Mefarshim, so when do all of the Nes Nister start coming together? In Perek Vav, when Achashverosh couldn't sleep. That night, the king couldn't sleep. And so if you look at the Mefarshim, we've discussed this elsewhere, the Gra and the Malbim explain how all of the Nes Nister, Perek Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hay, all come together that night. And that's when the Yeshua really starts, the saving of Klal Yisrael starts. So the Rav points out very pashut, exactly. It's happening at night. Balayu hahu nadirash nas hamelech. That Hashem, in a sense, woke up at night. B'shah shenire ki'ilu kol ha'olam ha'yehudi afuf b'chashcha layla. At a time when it seems that the whole Jewish world is enveloped in the darkness of night. V'umos ha'olam gozim zeros, and they're making decrees against us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einenu yashen, einenu mit'alei mitzarosin. He isn't ignoring our tzaros. Rather, he's always coming to save us. And the Gula comes little by little. And it's mamish, the beautiful pshat. The beginning of the Yeshua, the beginning of the time when the tide was turning. When did it happen? It happened at night. Exactly, that's Nes Nister. Nighttime is always a symbol of Hashem being hidden from us, Hester upon him. During the day, Hashem is there, Nes Nigla. Night is normally a remez to Nes Nister. Hashem is hidden from us. We don't see Hashem in an overt a fashion. Exactly, sin. This is the Nakuda. Since the Nes Purim is Nes Nister, it fits beautifully that the beginning of the Yeshua, the beginning of when the Nes began to sort of show itself, we began to see that Hashem is governing the show and helping protect us. The beginning when the tide turned, when did it begin to turn? At night. This exactly reflects the notion of Nes Nister. It's a beautiful pshat. I think it's mamish pashut pshat. That's why Balayla Hud, it was dafka at night. It was dafka at night when the miracle of Purim really began to move in the direction of helping Klal Yisrael. Just to add to this, you know, we know that Haman was coming over mamash early in the morning to come to Achashverosh to kill Klal Yisrael. So mamash fits beautifully. This is mamash the Yerushalmi. It was the nighttime, and now the first light is coming. Haman's on his way over, And little by little, as the light's coming up and Haman's coming over, and that's when Achashverosh says to Haman, "Oh, you know, what do you do? What would you want? What would you do if someone would save the king's life? What would you do? And that the king, what would you do if someone that the king is chafetz bikaro?" So the Nes Nisters come together at night, and they begin to develop when, as the sun is rising, little by little, as the natural light is coming back, so too, the Nes Nister of the Megillah is coming little by little, like the sunrise. It fits beautifully that the Nesim Nistarim come together at night. That's when it starts. And then the Nes Nister Mamish coincides with the beginning of the light of the day as Haman's coming over to have us killed, to have Mordechai killed. Ahasuerus tells him to go help Mordechai. It's a beautiful idea, this strong connection between Purim and Nes Nister, that the Rav noticed this added Nekuda of Balayla Hahu Nadirash Nas HaMelech. These are some ideas that the Rav Shechter wrote up in the name of the Rav. Beautiful ideas connecting Purim and Nes Nister, it all fits together. And I wanted to share this, I think, Mamish, very beautiful idea, these beautiful ideas with you. Okay, we'll stop here.